Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. You want in 654-7627. This show just flies by. Fastest 4 hours in radio. And I'm inspired. Lots to get to. Who is up first here, Mona? It's
Lumby
on line one. And then Robert, I'll get right to you. Lumby, good to have you back.
Hey, what's up, Walt? Good to be back. Been a while. Was just going to call in on the Braves.
Yeah.
I know they're 18-3. You know, I'm a huge Braves fan. I think a lot of the 18-3, not that I'm not a big fan of the Braves, but I think a lot of it has to do with the schedule. They had a hard schedule to begin with, kind of an easier schedule now. Definitely think your Mets will probably still win the division. I think the Braves probably get in on a wild card, but even the Mets with injuries have done extremely well. I mean, we're still, even with the Braves 18-3 in June, they're still 4 games back. So not getting too confident, but I definitely think they're a wild card team.
And, and listen, I don't care who you're playing, okay? You're playing major league teams, you go 18-3 in a stretch against major league teams, that's just absolutely outstanding. I mean, I don't care who you're playing, you know.
Absolutely.
So it's still a tremendous accomplishment. They've chopped a good number of games, six.
I'll actually get to go to Atlanta for the first time. I haven't been to the new ballpark, but I'll be there tomorrow for the Braves Dodgers game. So I'm kind of excited about that. Get to see Freddie come back. I hope he gets the ovation he deserves.
I would be shocked. I mean, look, there are always a few jerks, but I would be shocked if it wasn't received well.
I mean, the guy did so much, and you know, he deserves to move on to be happy. And I've heard the reports that him and Acuna didn't get along, whatever. But I mean, he was an 11-year vet for the Braves. He will definitely get I won't be there tonight, but I'll be there tomorrow. He'll get a round of applause from me. So, kind of excited. I went to Turner Field a lot. I haven't been to Truist Park, so I'm kind of excited to see it.
But,
I'm looking forward to it. The other thing is, I know that we don't talk boxing a lot on this show. You're kind of down and out with it, but I saw that the Triple G versus Canelo 3 fight is on. So, quickly, and I'll get off the air, I think that Triple G, as you do, we've talked about it, won both the first fights.
Yeah.
I think they need to knock Canelo out to win this one after Canelo got embarrassed by the Russian, which I called and then backed off of like a fool. But I remember calling in and saying that I thought that it would happen, and then I kind of backed off of it on Twitter. But definitely looking forward to the I'll pay the money like an idiot to watch it. But I was just kind of curious on your thoughts on that. If you think that maybe, you know, the old man, Triple G, can actually knock Canelo out, because God knows the judges will call it for him. But yeah, it's really good to get back in, Walt.
Yeah, thank you, Lumby.
I've been busy. Hadn't got in a while. So I'll be back on Road Rage for a while now.
Sounds
so
good, Lumby. Good to have you back. Again, I think Canelo Alvarez is one of the most overrated fighters in history. And there's no question that Triple G won those first two fights. I hope he beats his brains in. You know, he's getting a little older, and I don't know what he has left in the tank, but he definitely owes him one. And it's like Lumby said, unless you knock him out, you're not going to get it. It's been proven twice. Let it go to the judges' decisions, and they're going to give it to Alvarez again. Now, Alvarez may have lost a little luster off of that last deal too. So there's that. We'll see how it plays out. Robert, how are you?
Walt, I'm great, and you?
Good, Robert. Good having you, as always.
The as far as Major League Baseball, go Braves.
There you go.
I'm enjoying it. So, I was really disappointed in what Gary McDaniels reported about DJ nowhere to be found this summer.
He lost that weight somewhere, you know, so there's more than one way to do it. And I don't know, you know, he may have been busy being coached up quarterback wise elsewhere. He obviously lost that weight somewhere. So there may be some other factors in there that we're not aware of. But I do think chemistry is going to be vital. I think that the chemistry was never established last year. And that's something that quarterback and receivers have to have.
That's it. That's exactly right, Walt. I mean, he can be working out wherever he wants to be working out. Unless he's got all of the Clemson receivers with him, it's just disheartening that, you know. And I just wonder, you know, could we see, because I trust Gary. And Gary didn't really, he wasn't, you know, all excited about it. Could we see a situation where Trumac starts game one?
I don't think so. I mean, I think this is DJ Uiagalelei's team. And until it becomes not his team. And that would mean playing poorly. I mean, if DJ Uiagalelei plays well, I would expect him to be the starter all year. Now, again, what does play well mean? It means that this team needs more offensive production out of that position. They need more offensive production out of all the positions. You know, that's the thing that's bothering me, all right? Even as I position Clemson in this poll and talk about what may or may not happen, the one thing that bothers me is we still haven't seen any semblance of offense. We saw no offense in the spring. Now, again, there were key pieces out, and so you didn't get a chance to develop that chemistry then because there are key pieces out. Well, those pieces are going to have to blend together in the fall pretty quickly, and you're going to have to hit the field and be much more effective than you were when we saw you last season. And given what we watched in the spring, I don't want to say it's a sort of a leap in logic to think that that'll happen. I do think that they'll be better. I think how much better is going to depend on is going to determine the nature of this season. I know this. I know there's no way you're getting by to a 10-win season with an offense that produces similar results to last year. There were a lot of bounces that went your way. They're not going to go your way 2 years in a row. You're going to have to be better on offense. And you're going to have to be better to beat NC State. You're not. If the offense isn't better, I don't care where the game is played. If the offense does not play better than it played last year, you don't have any chance to beat NC State. None.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm pulling for DJ to come out and have success because I understand, like you, Klubnik is a great quarterback, and you know I've been in love with him since he was in high school. But Trevor Lawrence and Deshaun Watson don't come around.
Right.
You know, to have a freshman quarterback lead a team to a national championship, that is rare.
Yeah.
So, but right quick on Mississippi State, you know something else that I like about that team is I think that they may have one of their better defenses that Mike Leach has ever had. And I think he's got probably his best defensive coordinator in Zach Arnett.
Yeah.
He's a Rocky Long disciple.
Yeah.
And, you know, they really improved last year. They were around 30th in total D. And he played under Rocky Long out of New Mexico,
yeah,
which is, dude, most people say New Mexico is kind of like, you know, a program people just kind of look down their nose at. But, you know, New Mexico has produced some of the best defensive coordinators in the history of college football. Just a few, Joe Lee Dunn, Rocky Long, Bronco Mendenhall. It's weird that a program like that has produced so many, you know, great defensive coordinators. And I think Zach Arnett is going to be another one. Well, so, and while you know, I'll take your comments off there, man. I appreciate it.
Yep. Yeah, look, people have heard me talk about Rocky Long for years and years, and – and everybody comes off of his tree is generally terrific. And Rocky Long was Rocky Long is one of the great defensive minds collegially of our time. You go look at the numbers that his team is posted defensively, and they would not let you run the ball. It was a little like the Venables deal is that the first thing they were going to do is take away the run. They would not let you run the ball. Every year that team was top 2-3 in average yards per carry. They allow like 2 yards a carry. They just would not let you run the ball. And that was true for most of Rocky Long's career, no matter where he was. So, and his disciples have followed suit. I just think that it's his time. It's Leach's time. This is what he does. It's what he did at Texas Tech. It's what he did at Washington State, and it's what he's about to do here. This is coming. You don't have to believe in it, but trust me, it's coming. All you got to do is look at what they did last year. There was a big step taken last year. They went 7-6. They went 4-4 in league. They beat Texas A&M at Kyle Field. And now they bring back their 5,000-yard passer. They bring back 17 starters. And while most of the other teams in the league lost significant personnel, and some of them have replenished. I mean, like Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss has hit the transfer portal hard again, and that's worked for him. Will it work for him if you do it every year? I don't know. We're going to find out. We're going to find out. But I just think that it's Leach's time. It's his time to make that next step, and I think he's going to. I mean, I really believe they're finishing second in the division behind Alabama. You finish second in the division in the SEC West behind Alabama, you tell me where they're going to put you in the poll. 7 might be too low. although they'll view Mississippi State and Mike Leach as an outsider. So, you know, I don't know how much credit he'll get. We'll see. Let me tell you, we're going to get back to number 6. We're not done with number 6. We're just getting started with number 6, NC State, and the danger that they represent. Because, again, I think this is Doran's best team. I think he has a truly elite quarterback. You know, I think that I think they could go unbeaten. I really do. I think that the NC State-Clemson game is going to decide everything, as I've said for forever. And depending on how you look at that game, I know this. It's going to be a hard-fought game for Clemson. Clemson's going to have to play really well to beat NC State, and the Clemson offense is going to have to play significantly better than it played a year ago, because this team is going to score, and they're going to put points up on you. It doesn't matter how good your defense is. Devin Leary is too good. He's just too good. He'll pick people apart. He gets the ball out of his hands. He's incredibly accurate. And if you don't do anything, and it's hard to affect him. You know, Brent Venables wanted to affect him last year. It's hard to affect him because he's such a good and decisive decision maker. He's a hard guy to impact. And he has weapons. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about NC State. We'll talk about how the rest of this bowl shapes up. Just be forewarned that the Clemson-NC State game is going to be a war. I have no doubt about it. Very, very tough, very, very competitive football game. Let me tell you about Water Furnace and my guy, Eric Rooney. Listen, there's no heating and cooling method like geothermal. All right. The way you know this is by the responses of the federal and local governments in terms of how they evaluate energy efficiency and how they reward you for choosing energy efficient means of heating and cooling. And that's what they do. So the one dilemma with water furnace and geothermal heating is in cooling is that you have an initial expense of having to put the coils under the ground, which is a big job. They can do it anywhere. They can align it anywhere. But typically that's been the one drawback. The thing now is it's not a drawback anymore, as long as you act. Because the federal government is giving you a 26% tax rebate. The state of South Carolina is giving you a 25% tax rebate. That's 51% of the original cost. Then the utility companies like Blue Ridge are kicking in, giving you $1,600 per ton. So it's a 4-ton unit. That's $6,400. Now you're down to the cost of a heat pump. Except you're going to be so much more happy than you would be as a heat pump owner. And the reason is because heat pumps are asked to do too much. And they can only be so energy efficient. And they only last so long as a result, 12 to 15 years on average. Whereas geothermal lasts
over 25 years. And the underground part lasts 100 years. Then there's this. About 2/3 of your utility bill comes from heating and cooling. Of that 2/3, you're going to realize a 50 to 65% monthly savings every month over where you are now. There's only one thing left to do. And, oh, by the way, if you're a fossil fuel person and this is how you heat your home, you need this number badly. Water Furnace, Eric Rooney, 864-735-8081, 864-735-8081. Quick break. When the unexpected happens and you need legal advice on how to move forward, Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Maybe you were hurt on the job or in a car accident, charged criminally, or need help with a residential real estate closing. Nick is a former state prosecutor, has been fighting for Tiger fans like you for over 20 years. Call 864-654-3680, 864-654-3680, or visit online at nicklaverylaw.com. It says a lot when the same guy has been running the service department at George Coleman Ford for nearly 30 years. Kurt Shockley oversees a team that takes care of any make or model. They offer free pickup and delivery to service your vehicle, and there are no hidden fees. Plus, the service department's open Saturdays until 1. And you want to know a secret? They're about to begin changes that will take them into the next millennium. Call the George Coleman Ford Service Department at 834-6080. You'll thank me later.
Estes Heating and Air, the elite Heil dealer of the upstate, is here to give you peace of mind with an exclusive offer. If hot air is blowing from your unit and your AC is on, it's time for a routine checkup. A priority customer membership with Estes Heating and Air includes 2 full routine services to make sure your unit is running efficiently all year long. New members enjoy $25 off the one-time membership fee. Estes Heating and Air, the elite Heil dealer of the upstate, 864-718-7200.
Keep your commercial building in its best condition with roofing services from Adams & Co. They understand how important your business is to our community, your family, and your employees. Keeping your roof in its best condition keeps your business running. Whether you have shingles, silicone, TPO, metal, or a bitumen roof, they not only repair current damage and leaks, but can offer a free roof inspection to help catch small issues before they become big problems. 864-260-0080.
It's time to lighten up the mood and update your sock collection with Clemson Sock Shop. Our socks are conversation starters, make great gifts, and enhance any outfit. We have exclusive Clemson socks, socks with your favorite sports team, witty puns, and more. Do you love popcorn? How about 80s and 90s nostalgia? SpongeBob? We have a sock for that and so much more. Shop local at Clemson Sock Shop Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays until 4 inside Newtique Boutique on Pendleton Square. Buy 5, get 1 free. Clemson Sock Shop. It's fun fashion for your feet.
I'm Dr. Frank Armacita, orthopedic surgeon with the Surgery Center at Pelham. I grew up in Clemson and graduated from Clemson University, and in the upstate, we are neighbors. If your joints are worn out after years of golf, tennis, cycling, running, or weekend warrior activities, I believe our team at the Surgery Center at Pelham can make a difference in your life. We revolutionize the same-day total knee and same-day total hip replacement surgery. You'll be walking out the very same day and back home safely that night. Learn more online at surgerycenteratpelham.com.
Edwards Ford in Wahala wants to invite you to check out their inventory, chat with a service technician, or do a free trade-in evaluation on your current vehicle. Edwards Ford's number one priority is top customer satisfaction and honesty. Edwards Ford offers big store expertise with mom-and-pop values, doing business the right way for over 60 years. Shop for your next new or pre-owned vehicle at Edwards Ford and experience the difference. 3440 Blue Ridge Boulevard in Wahala and online at edwardsfordllc.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Live, local, trusted. With the largest coverage in the upstate, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
all tips to the road rage. We are back. You aren't in 654-7627. Miles to go here before we get out of here today. All right. Ramona, we left off with NC State, and they're at number six, and we really just began that conversation. You know, NC State, you know, I hear people talk about returning starters, et cetera, and the numbers with NC State are frequently quoted as like 17, that type of thing. Well, you know, NC State is getting one of the best linebackers in the country back who wasn't available to them last year and sort of their spiritual leader on defense. That defense returns 14 of their top 15 tacklers. 14 of their top 15 tacklers from a defense that was the second best, probably the second best defense in the ACC last year. There's almost no doubt that it'll be the second best defense in the ACC this year. Only Clemson's defense will be better. And the question that you really need to ask yourself is, I don't think home and away is going to save you in this. I think it helps, certainly. The crowd helps. But when you look at this contest between Clemson and NC State, I think what it's going to take is your offense is going to have to be close enough to NC State's offense in terms of ability to function that the crowd can provide the difference. Because the gap between Clemson's defense and NC State's defense is not going to be significant. Clemson will clearly have the number one defense in the ACC, but NC State's going to be two. And so the gap there, again, for a team that's going to return 14 of their top 15 tacklers, the gap is not going to be significant. What I'm saying is the gap's not going to be enough to save you unless your offense narrows the gap that existed last year. Clemson's offense is the key to this the whole season. And I think we keep sort of thinking that, you know, it's automatically going to be better. Maybe. And then the question is how much better? The question is how much better? And quite honestly, DJ Uiagalelei needs to narrow the gap between Devin Leary and himself. Devin Leary's great. All right. He's going to be great. And he's going to come here and he's going to play well. So a lot of this is going to come down to DJ Uiagalelei and what type of play he gives you. Does he make the type of improvements necessary to lead this Clemson football team to a division league title or beyond? We did not see it in the spring. In the spring, we saw what looked like more of the same. The fall is going to be vital for this football team. When you'll have all your pieces back on the field together. But this conversation right now is about NC State. We'll get to Clemson again in a minute. NC State, number six, a loaded defense. Devin Leary at quarterback, one of the best slot receivers in the league, in the country, Thayer Thomas. They have guys who fit the positions. Thayer Thomas is one of those guys. And Devin Carter, the redshirt junior, the X receiver, I'm going to tell you right now, Ramona, mark the tape. On 6/24/2022, Devin Carter is going to be a problem for everybody. Devin Carter's only issue is holding on to the ball. Had in one of the few games NC State lost last year, which was the Miami game, Devin Carter had like three drops. Balls were right in his hands. They were instrumental in that loss. But you're talking about a big-bodied receiver with great athleticism. And for the most part, his hands were adequate. He needs to improve that, tighten that up a little. But I'm telling you right now, on 6/24/2022, Devin Carter's going to be a problem. He's going to be a problem. They have weapons. I watched their spring, and I watched Leary at Stonehands. He was against Miami. He was against Miami. But I watched their spring, and all these cats were catching the ball, and Leary was just putting the ball right on target. I mean, like a machine. Like he had – Leary had the great season a year ago, but it was like he evolved to be a from that point. When I saw him in the spring, he just looked so confident, so ridiculously confident. You can go back and watch that for yourself, and you'll see. You'll see what this guy is who's coming here. Now, I had a texter write saying it sounds like maybe NC State should be ahead of Clemson. Well, on a neutral field, I would say yes. Because I just don't know what Clemson's offense is. I'm basically in what I expect to happen this year with these two football teams. I'm basically thinking that the crowd is going to have to win this game too. And Clemson's crowd is capable of that. So we'll see. Defensively, again, loaded. They get Peyton Wilson back, who was out most of last year. Wilson was first team all ECC. He is an incredible leader. You know, that defense is going to be truly special. That linebacking core with guys like Peyton Wilson, Isaiah Moore, is just going to be terrific. Absolutely terrific. The linebackers are might be the best in the league, and certainly one of the best groupies of the country. So the defense is loaded. 14 of their top 15 tacklers. The offense has receivers everywhere. They did lose their two leading running backs last year, but I wouldn't get that twisted. This wasn't a running back driven team a year ago. This was a Devin Leary driven team. And that was obvious in watching them play. I think they'll have plenty of production from the running backs. Their biggest loss is actually their star left tackle. You know, Ike Ekwonu was the biggest loss of this football team. And that's a loss. If you're looking for a place that NC State might fall off a bit, that would be where. Because I think that guy was the best offensive lineman in college football. So if there's a place where you see a little area of question with NC State, I think it's that. In any case, NC State, number 6 on the Road Rage countdown. And Ramona, give me their schedule.
Their first game is at East Carolina.
Yeah, I don't know why they do that. I know they do it, but I would expect them to win. I don't think it'll be easy. I don't think they'll look great in that game, but they'll win.
Their next game is Charleston Southern.
2-0.
And then they got Texas A&M at home. I mean, Texas Tech. Sorry, my bad.
NC State is Texas Tech at home?
Yes, Texas okay. Tech.
3-0.
And then UConn at home.
4-0.
And then they're at Clemson.
4-1.
And then they have Florida State at home.
5-1.
Then they're at Syracuse.
6-1.
Then they have Virginia Tech at home.
7-1.
Wake Forest home.
8-1.
Boston College home.
9-1.
At Louisville.
Nine and a half.
And then their last game at North Carolina.
10.5. I think they're like an 11-1 team. I really do. I think worst case scenario, they're 10-2. Worst case scenario. And I just think that's obvious to me. I mean, this is a team that was really good last year. They basically bring back everybody except Ekwonu. Ekwonu's the biggest loss. Those running backs will be replaced. Those running backs did a lot of what they did because of Ekwonu. If there's a concern from an NC State standpoint, and everybody has concerns, I think Ekwonu is the concern, and obviously any injury to Devin Leary. The Finley kid has talent, but you know, this is a team that right now is Devin Leary's team, and he has the right stuff. Texas said NC State is the worst non-conference ever, 4 out of wins. They always have bad out of conference schedules, always. You know, it's like nothing new for them. It's sort of who they are. So NC State, number six. And again, worst case scenario, I think they're 10-2 team. Let me get Len in here before the break. Len, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. All right. I'm going to throw a wrench into your countdown here. I just turned everything on and you probably won't agree with me, but, NC State's going to lose like four games. I'm not sold on that. Dave Doran, Leary, whatever. Clemson is the best. It's not even close. They are going to wipe the floor with NC State. And I see NC State stumbling a couple other times. I mean, when I talk about Alabama here, it's a Dave Doran led team. And they got lucky to beat us last year.
They had 31 first downs, Len, and you had 10.
Yeah, but
there was no luck involved. Yeah, there's no luck. The only luck was that the game was as close as it was.
Well, we had a lot of injuries. We were injured. We were at NC State. We won't be injured this year. Our offensive line's better. We're going to actually have some receivers and actually have some slot receivers that aren't injured. So I anticipate, you know, a quarterback can't do it all by himself, despite what everybody thinks. You know, DJ, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning. Last time I checked, when they run out there, there's 10 other guys with them. So,
what did you see in the spring that makes you think that the offense will be significantly better?
I think their offensive line, and again, I think they're healthy receiver-wise. I think we're going to have a surprise. The one thing that did bother me a little bit, though, is I thought Randall, the freshman receiver, could make a fairly big impact, and I'm not sure about that now. But so I saw that. But I think just the offensive line is going to be much better. I think we got Pennington back, Diedrich Pennington. Lee's grown up. We have Linthicum. We have a lot of guys that were young guys that were growing and developing. We got the two new guys. So I think our offensive line definitely is going to be better, which I think in turn is going to make DJ better. I think our running backs are solid.
I hope you're right about the O-line. I still have a lot of questions about it.
Yeah, I feel better about it. I think Clemson's back this year. So let me just sum it up before you go to break. Clemson will be back in the national championship game, either against Alabama or Ohio State. All these other frauds, including Texas. When the Manning boy shows up and he does something at a real school, not these little 7-on-7, whatever he does right now, then we'll see. But it'll be Clemson versus Ohio State or Alabama. You can mark it down. And I think Clemson's going to win the Natty this year. And then on top of that, my Cowboys.
You, are you marking this down right Cowboys, next to your Dallas pick as well?
Yeah, no, I'm not finished. The Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl. And unfortunately, this is the year where it doesn't end well for Tom Brady. Not so much about him, but I think when you get to a certain age, sometimes it falls off. You fall off at 45. That's a lot to ask. But I think his receiving core is not near as good this year. So I think Tampa Bay, and you can mark this down too, they're not making the playoffs. You can. I want you to write that down right now. June 24th, 5:39.
I'll remember that. Tom Brady,
you really do want me to mark this, don't you?
Mark it down. Mark.
You don't realize that if you got any of it wrong, you're gonna wish you never even said it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this Dallas is going to be a call that Len winds up regretting.
No, well, I want you to play this back after Dallas plays the Buccaneers.
All right, I got
they
you.
Are going to beat Tampa Bay by 14 points this year or more. Right. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
All right,
Len.
Bye. All right, you too.
Oh, my God. And when NFL starts, he'll be gone.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
I think
throw
like,
away all my stuff.
I think like a couple days from now, Len's going to wake up and realize, what did I say?
Yeah, it is Friday.
I think that there may be an element to that. We'll see how that plays out. Let me tell you about the Green Law Firm. Look, I don't think I've met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS. You're not sure to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed several years. You filed, you haven't paid. Who knows? Whatever the issue might be, it's a personal matter. It impacts your well-being. So, you know, don't call some out-of-town 1-800 company. Stop living your life in fear, though. Stop thinking about your own private Idaho and living off the grid. You don't need to do any of those things. Solutions right here in Greenville, the Green Law Firm. David has a great working relationship with local and national IRS agents established over 20 years. He knows all the options to get your life back so that they put liens on your property, garnish your wages, whether you have an audit coming up. It does not matter. David Green will quickly get you the right solution. David understands the Fresh Start program. He'll use this IRS program to your best advantage. Look, the Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can absolutely change your future. Get the peace of mind results that you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. The Green Law Firm can do it all. Do yourself a big favor. Call the Green Law Firm today for a free, that's free, strategy session. 271-7940, 271-7940. Or stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville, or on the web, greenlaw.legal. That's G-R-E-E-N-E, greenlaw.legal. Quick break.
I'm Dr. Frank Armacita, orthopedic surgeon with the Surgery Center at Pelham. I grew up in Clemson and graduated from Clemson University. My family and I proudly call the upstate our home. Our team at the Surgery Center at Pelham revolutionized the same-day total knee and same-day total hip replacement surgery. You'll be walking out the very same day and back home safely that night. Learn how our team can assist you with your joint pain today online at surgerycenteratpelham.com.
You've been charged with a criminal offense. You may be facing significant consequences. You probably feel overwhelmed, embarrassed, and intimidated by the legal system. You feel like nobody understands what you're going through. Get the answers you need to navigate through the legal system. Call today to schedule your free legal consultation with Nick Lavery Law Office, 864-654-3680. That's 864-654-3680. Online, nicklaverylaw.com.
At Wendy's, we make breakfast better. Like with our Breakfast Baconator. Better from top to bottom bun. Savory sausage patty, better. Crispy oven-baked bacon, better. Fresh cracked egg, better. The Breakfast Baconator might just be the greatest breakfast sandwich of all time. So you can keep settling for not better, or you can get a better breakfast from Wendy's. Tough choice. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Better Breakfast.
U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours. Sunny
day. What will put you and your love on cloud nine this June? It's Diamonds Direct's most amazing offer this year. Right now, for a limited time on any purchase, get the best price, pay nothing down, and get 5 years zero interest financing. If you've been swooning over that $5,000 designer ring, right now it's only $85 a month. $3,000 diamond studs, just $50 a month, and they're yours. Don't miss this special limited time financing event exclusively at Diamonds Direct. Get details and more at DiamondsDirect.com.
Are you ready? At Lowe's, every pro is an MVP to us. No matter how big or small your business is, earn back when you spend, get exclusive offers and paint rewards. It all adds up to help level up your business. Join Lowe's MVP's Pro Rewards and Partnership Program today. Minimum purchase required. Earnings and paint rewards awarded as Lowe's e-gift cards. Exclusions, restrictions, and more terms apply. Valid through 12/31/22. See Lowe's.com/L/Pro Loyalty Terms. Subject to change. U.S. only.
For over 30 years, one family has owned and operated Roto-Rooter, helping thousands of home and business owners like you. That's what they do 24/7, 365, with a real voice to talk to when your plumbing issues become their plumbing issues. Rest easy knowing Roto-Rooter is there for you, serving the upstate and western North Carolina for over 30 years. 288-7686, rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
When your vehicle suffers a mishap, be it an accident, a door dent, or a hailstorm, take it to the George Coleman Ford Collision Center. It's just like their sales and service I've told you about. The same family, the same rated online reviews, the same integrity. It doesn't matter whether you're paying for it or insurance is. The George Coleman Ford Collision Center offers dent, collision, and glass repairs and has a full-service mechanic. No added fees and 100% guaranteed. Call 610-2655. You'll thank me later.
Hey y'all, Robert Kraft here, owner of Clemson Sock Shop, located inside Newtique Boutique on Pendleton Square. Whether you're looking for funny socks, funky socks, practical socks, or nostalgic socks, we've got you covered. We even carry an exclusive line of Howard's Rock socks. We're a family-owned small business and are sure to carry a sock that will make you and your feet smile. Shop with us Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays until 4 inside Newtique Boutique on Pendleton Square. Buy five, get one free. Clemson Sock Shop. It's fun fashion for your feet.
With the largest coverage of any sports talk station in the upstate.
Bring back the action.
Nobody does it better than us. We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
On a Friday, we are going through it. We are going to make this, Ramona. We are going to make this. We're not going to get to some of the other things we wanted to do, but we are going to get through the Road Rage Top 30 today. This will be posted. This will go on the website. This is not a practice session. All those things are actually going to happen. All right. We went through NC State's schedule, and NC State was team number six. Number five. In the Road Rage Countdown. What did I see? I saw a text here that said what? Said what? Said, people not buying anything that Lynn said. people not buying anything that Lynn said. From Ed. Ed said, Lynn is drinking. There's a lot of that.
It's Friday.
There's a lot of that in the text line right now. I've got people saying we said about the offensive line every year. There is something to that. Texas said, call that 11 win mark for the Wolfpack. Will probably be more likely if Dorn is the one who gets injured. You know, again, Dorn is a better coach than people wanted to credit him with. He is. I get it. I get why people here dislike him. And I understand that, but from a football standpoint, you know, he's a guy who's competed pretty well against Clemson, hasn't won them necessarily before last year, but you know, competed. You know, there was a game here a few years ago where they missed the 30-yard field goal at the buzzer that would have won the game. All right, NC State number six, number five is the most important team on the list, Ramona. To people here. Number five in the Road Rage poll is Utah. Utah is a team that can absolutely make the playoff. They did lose some key pieces from this football team. Pieces that were sort of fiber pieces that worry me a little bit. You know, I think that an analysis of the returning starters would show that they bring back about 65% of their overall production on both sides of the ball, which, you know, is okay, not great. But let's start with the offense, all right? And because offensively, they have a bit of a holy trinity. You know, through much of football history, if you have three guys on offense that can produce skill guys, you have a chance to be really, really good. They have those three guys. They have Cameron Rising, who took over last year, and after he wasn't the starter at the beginning of the year, and he got better and better and better, and Utah's confidence soared when Cameron Rising took over. He gave them something special at that position. We saw it in the Rose Bowl game against Ohio State when he went toe-to-toe with Ohio State, toe-to-toe with Stroud, and they battled back and forth to a game that wound up being like 52-49 or whatever the final score of that game was. And Cameron Rising was terrific in that football game. Honestly, he was terrific all year. And I don't expect any decline. I think he only gets better. I think he only gets better with the second year of running this offense full time. So rising, Ramona, and you can help me here before we get to their schedule. You can help me with two things here, because Utah is one of the few teams that had players both on my quarterback list and my running back list. Do you have? I see a head shake in there.
No, I have it here, but I can't have it all at once. Which one do you want?
Let's do the quarterbacks. Cameron Rising. Where did I put Cameron Rising on the quarterback list?
Okay.
I know he's there. I honestly don't remember where I put him.
I'm sure he's here. Hang on. He's eight.
Eight. Okay. So the Utah quarterback is eight on my preseason list of the best quarterbacks in America. All right. So we have a quarterback who's eight.
Okay.
Running back. Okay. Tavion Thomas, the Utah running back.
Okay.
Where do I have him?
He's eight also.
Eight.
How about that?
Also. How about that? Okay. So in a preseason analysis of quarterback talent and running back talent, I have Cameron Rising, the Utah quarterback, number eight. I have Tavion Thomas, their star running back, also number eight. All right, so that gives you the starting point for why that offense is going to be so good. Up front, on both sides of the ball, Utah always has big-bodied Islanders. All right, they just keep coming. They recruit the island so well, and they restock up front. Utah is always one of the most physical teams in the country. So they're going to have that on both sides. The other piece offensively that I mentioned is tight end Brant Keithy. Keithy is going to be a problem for National Football League teams once he gets into the league, in a league that has become more about detached tight ends and tight ends acting as receivers. Brant Keithy is amongst the best I've seen. Keithy has had some problems with injury throughout his Utah career, but Keithy is a big-time problem for any opposing defense. So Utah is once again going to be loaded on offense, and they're going to be loaded on defense because, again, this is a physical, tough football team. This is a team that can absolutely go to the playoffs. There's no question in my mind Utah is going to be in contention to go to the playoffs. This was a team that went 10-4 last year, lost the Rose Bowl game to Ohio State in very narrow fashion, again, like 52-49. Really good coach in Kyle Whittingham. Utah is going to be a problem for everybody. All right, Ramona, is that Dan on line one? Is that right? Before we get to any of that, let's take a look at Utah's schedule and see how that thing shakes out.
Okay, their first game's at Florida.
Yeah, the game that we gave out is a spread pick already when it came out initially, as Florida was a 2.5-point favorite. We jumped all over that, gave that to you at that point. Look, the only concern I have about this game is an early start time and Utah having to travel from the West Coast to the East Coast, which is often a big-time problem. I just think that Utah is too well-coached, too tough, too developed for Florida. So 1-0.
Then they have Southern Utah at home.
2-0.
Then they have San Diego State at home.
3-0.
At Arizona State.
4-0.
Blah, blah, blah. Oregon State at home.
5-0.
At UCLA.
6-0.
USC home.
7-0.
At Washington State.
8-0.
Arizona home.
9-0.
Stanford home.
10-0.
At Oregon.
10-1.
And at Colorado.
11-1. That's who I think they are. I think they're like an 11-1 football team. Whether that loss comes at outset against Oregon or against somebody else in an unexpected slip-up, I think they're an 11-1 football team. Like I said, this is a team that went 10-3, won the conference title game, wound up playing the Rose Bowl, lost that game to a talented Ohio State team,
in a wild shootout, and I think Utah is going to be just as good this year, maybe better. So Utah makes the list at number five. And would I be surprised if Utah makes the playoff? No. You know, we put up a poll the other day about this, and it was about, you know, other than a couple of teams, which other team is most likely to make the playoffs. That poll has already ended, but I think that other than the normal sort of names, I think Utah and NC State are the two potential playoff breakthroughs. Those would be the two that I would start with. I think BYU could fall in that category too. So they'll be interesting to watch. And Utah not playing BYU this year, which is sort of sad. Very sad, really. I mean, the Utah-BYU game is always one of the most hostile football games played in the country. Let me get Daniel in here. I know he wants to talk about the Braves. Daniel, how are you, Daniel?
Well, how are you doing? Well,
good, Daniel. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, good. Yeah, four back, Walt. Four back.
I know.
Coming for you.
Well, but that's still back, right? I mean, four. If you're four back, you're actually still not in first, right?
Yeah. Are we going to be first before the All-Star break or after the All-Star break, though? That's the only question.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure at all is the answer, because I'm pretty sure that even as the most dire Braves fan, you have to admit, if DeGrom and Scherzer come back, you're in trouble.
Yeah. If they come back.
If they come back, and if they're the DeGrom and Scherzer, we know, those are all ifs. I grant you that.
If they come back, our pitching staff hasn't looked half bad either, though.
No, but there are no DeGroms or Scherzer over there. You know, I think Fried is terrific, and the staff as a whole has been good, and the team has started to hit. So, listen, I never said the Braves suck. I responded to people who said the Mets suck, because that's just not true. This team is not going away.
Oh, no.
They're not going to fade away. You know,
they have not faded. They have not faded away at all. It's just that the Braves have been playing such great baseball. They've caught up to them.
Yeah, and these are among the best teams in the National League. I don't think there's any question about it. I think the Mets, Braves, Dodgers, Padres. I think there's the class. Maybe St. Louis. I don't know. We'll see. But I think those four teams are the class of the National League, and there's still an awful lot of baseball to be played. Awful lot of games and injuries to survive.
Okay, on another note now, I'm really looking forward to seeing this game tonight with the Dodgers coming back, and really looking to see the reaction to Freddie Freeman coming back into the stadium. I think you're right. I can't imagine Braves fans actually booing Freddie Freeman.
It'd be atrocious.
I think that would be a travesty.
Yeah, it would be, and I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, you'll get a couple knuckleheads. You get a couple knuckleheads everywhere, but no, I think the Braves fans recognize his role in the World Series championship and everything that he gave to that franchise as a leader over the years. I think they'll applaud him.
He'll get a standing ovation probably.
Now the second at bat might change.
Yeah, of course, and it should.
Yeah,
Once you get to the second at bat.
Yeah. Daniel, I got to run. I'm at the top of the hour. Good talking to you. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Stay cool this summer with AC Pro Refrigerant and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate, plus earn double O rewards points with the purchase of select AC Pro Refrigerant products. Beat the heat before you hit the road with AC Pro Refrigerant at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Julie Terry here with Duck Donuts Greenville. Greg and I are very thankful for your continued support. We love helping you bring an extra bit of happiness into your day. Our friendly staff is working hard to bring you the most delicious made-to-order donuts. Come in and experience our unlimited variety of flavors, like our number one selling maple bacon donut that starts with a dip in our house-made maple icing and finished off with the savory goodness of real chopped bacon. Come see us at the Plaza on Pelham or order online at duckdonuts.com.
What's better than hitting the road for a vacation with the family? Your favorite song is on and smiling faces. Okay, there may be an occasional "Are We There Yet?" and "Don't Make Me Come Back There" for the 10th time in an hour. But you don't mind, because you know one thing. You have a brand new reliable vehicle from Granger Nissan of Anderson. You know that will keep them safe. They take care to know what you and your family needs.